Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Jerry, and how's everyone doing? So today's video is about changing other people's mind, which I think is something, something that everyone wants to do because, you know, there are many occasions that we will want this to happen. Either we are in an argument with someone, or if we're making a proposal in a meeting, we always want people to agree with us. However, this can be really hard to do because people always think that they're right. And in the video, they say that the best way to persuade someone or to change other people's opinion, instead of just telling them the facts that supports your opinion, you should work on your common motive. So for more details, you can go watch the video. And for now, let's read our sentence of today. It is, it turns out that once formed, people's impressions and opinions are extremely perseverant. And cognitive scientists say much of this is actually linked to our ability as humans to cooperate. It turns out that once formed, people's impressions and opinions are extremely perseverant. And cognitive scientists say much of this is actually linked to our ability as humans to cooperate. And the first vocabulary here is form. Form. 所以 form 呢，在这里是当作动词嘛，也就是形成的意思。像形成习惯也是用 form 这个字，那你就可以说 Scientists say that it takes 21 days to form a new habit. 就是科学家说呢，你要花21天才能够养成一个新的习惯。所以这里养成习惯，这个或是形成习惯，我们就用 form。那么 form 当名词的时候呢，又有另外一种意思，是代表形式或者是形态。那么英文中有一句谚语呢，就是 imitation is the sincerest form of flattery， 也就是模仿呢是最真诚的一种恭维、一种尊敬、赞美的意思。那这个谚语的意思的用法呢，通常是像例如有人抄袭你的作品，或者是有人模仿你的。有人跟你撞衫之类好了，然后你很不开心，然后朋友就可以跟你说 ，imitation is the sincerest form of flattery。哦，他只是觉得你这样穿很好看，或者是你的作品很棒才会抄袭的啦，这样。然后 ，form 还有另外一个名词的意思呢，就是表格，就是我们填表格的那种表格。所以有些时候你去银行，他可能就会说 ，please fill out this form by checking in the boxes。就是请透过勾选盒子，也是表格上那个空格来完成这个表格。所以 form 有这三种意思。那我们第二个单字呢，就是 perseverant。perseverant。perseverant 呢是个形容词，就是表示坚持的，或者是不屈不挠的，或者是锲而不舍的。I kept refusing their offer, but they were perseverant. 就是我一直拒绝他们的提议，但是他们真的很坚持，很锲而不舍的一直跟我提议这样。然后它的名词形态呢，则是 perseverance, perseverance， 就是结尾是 ance， 那它的意思就是变成那种锲而不舍的精神，或者是坚持的精神。例如。Perseverance is his secret to success. 也就是锲而不舍的精神是他成功的秘密。接下来我们第三个单字呢，就是 cooperate. Cooperate. 所以 cooperate 呢，其实是 co 加上后面的 operate 所形成的单字。那么 co 是什么意思呢？ co 这个字根呢，就是代表一起的意思。像我们可以看到说 co-founder 也就是一起创立，那我们就会翻成共同创办者，或者是 co-author， author 就是作者嘛，那我们加一个 co 就是共同作者的意思。那么 operate 呢，就是 cooperate 里面的 operate， 就是工作或者是操作的意思，所以 cooperate 一起就会变成合作或者是协作的意思。那 cooperate 有一个单字跟它发音蛮像的，叫做corporate， corporate， corporate 的意思呢， 本来是个形容词，就是形容说公司的大公司的什么事，不过也常常会被当作名词来使用，用来指总公司或者是公司高层的意思。例如有可能就会说Corporate has decided to lay off some employees to cut cost， 也是总公司那边呢决定要裁员来降低成本。或者你可以说I'm gonna send this to corporate， 或者就是说我要把这个东西提交到总公司那边，或者是提交到公司的高层的意思。那如果你单纯是要指公司的话呢，就可以用 corporation 来表示。所以这个单字就是 cooperate 跟 corporate， 所以可以注意到前面 cooperate 的 o 其实是有两个音节，一个是 co， 然后再 operate， 但是 corporate 只有一个，而且后面那个 rate 是发短音 corporate， 那前面那个 cooperate 这是长音。所以以上就是我们今天的三个单字了，有 form、perseverant 跟 cooperate。 So that's it for today's vocabulary, and I'm going to read the sentence one more time. It turns out that once formed, people's impressions and opinions are extremely perseverant, and cognitive scientists say much of this is actually linked to our ability as humans to cooperate. So that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. There are some words like cooperate and cognitive and perseverant that you might want to practice a few times before you do this. And that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you guys enjoyed today's video and the recording. And I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.